And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Welcome to the House of Wellness. I'm your host, Elise Elliott, joined in studio by pharmacist and master herbalist, Gerald Quigley, who has a certain glow this morning because his footy team won last night.
Oh, it's just another win. We just chalked that up, Elise. We move on.
Welcome, Gerald.
Thank you.
And also joining us, Zoe Bingley-Pullen in at 2GB in
Zoe.
Sydney. Hi, Zoe. Now, great to hear it stopped raining up there.
It certainly has, but it was chilly yesterday. Oh. That is for sure. I've got my big woolly jumper on and I'm quite enjoying the cold, but yes, keeping my immune system up is the most important thing.
It is winter. It is winter time, Zoe.
I mean,
it's always been winter at about this time of the year.
Well, we wear our big polo jumpers 24/7.
Yeah, I think we're all getting a bit soft.
Yeah. We have a super special show today, Zoe and Gerald. First up, we read on Friday the cost of some of our most common medicines are due for a price hike come October. I mean, how many more price hikes can we cop? Now, what does this mean for us? Joining us will be Mario Tasconi. He's director of Chemist Warehouse. So that will be fabulous. He'll explain a little bit about what it means for everyday Australians. We're also discussing perimenopause and menopause. These are life-changing milestones in any woman's life. And it doesn't only impact on women, but their relationships as well. Now, Gerald, you mentioned that earlier. You said this affects men as well.
It impacts on men tremendously. In fact, the whole family structure. So we need to get a better understanding, and I think we blokes need to come to grips with the fact that there are times in our lives. In fact, thank God there's not manopause. Imagine how many world wars would have started.
I've often said there'd be a minister for manopause. That's how seriously
it
would be
enough.
Taken.
I'd take that position.
Yes, exactly.
With three or four, unless elbow cut it all back, I'd have three or four assistants doing my research for me.
So we're going to be chatting to Alison Bray Datto. Many will remember her as Australia's favourite Dolly magazine cover girl back in the 80s and 90s. She went on to marry actor Cameron Datto, lived in LA, had three kids. Right now she's in Sydney and has written a new book called Queen Menopause, and it candidly documents her journey through this significant phase. And Zoe, that's a sort of welcome thing, isn't it? Because it really hasn't been talked about much.
Absolutely. It's so lovely that there's taboo topics, you know, everything from dry vaginas to our mood swings to exactly how we actually do interact with our partners through this crazy stage is finally getting a platform to talk about and normalising it. We're all going to go through it, ladies. We are all going to experience this. So if we can have some good, you know, wholesome kind of approaches to this and really kind of honest approaches to this, I think it's going to make it a lot easier.
Also, skincare routines, they're on our agenda. Amy Alamproglu, a pharmacist and skincare specialist, will tell us what we need to make our skin look gorgeous. And, of course, Gerald Quigley is here with the A to Z of vitamins. This week we're talking healthy hearts, Gerald.
You and I will chat about that later on, Elise, but we're talking an energizer, which is pretty well fundamental to keep our tickers going.
Give us a call. We're here to answer your questions. Gerald, with his great wisdom, is waiting on the line 131873. More coming up on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
What if there was a way you could save young lives while saving the planet? Introducing Unlabeled, a range of cruelty-free, vegan and ethically sourced skincare products made from 100% recycled post-consumer waste plastic. And here's the best part, 100% of all profits from the sale of Unlabeled products go towards preventing youth suicide. So try Unlabeled the next time you need to top up your hand wash. It's just $8.99 at Chemist Warehouse and includes essential oils like lemon myrtle, sandalwood and eucalyptus. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. It takes a community to build immunity. Book your flu immunisation at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu.
Welcome to the House of Wellness. We love your company here on Sunday morning. I'm with Gerald and Zoe. Give us a call, 131873. Now, many of you will know our next guest is Alison Bray, who at the top of a game was a model, Amazing woman. She's joining us on the line as Alison Bray Daddo, whose book Queen Menopause is refreshingly honest about her personal journey through this phase of her life. Welcome to the show, Ali.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
It was such a refreshing read on a topic that's so often buried. And what I liked is the personal touch. You wrote this letter to your husband of 28 years and said, I'm still me. I might look, sound, react differently than I ever have. I may jump at the smallest things and cry literally over spilt milk. It's very, very candid. What compelled you to write this book?
Well, it was just, I mean, it was a number of things, but I think the biggest thing was just how taken aback, how confused, how shocked I was at what I was going through, and that no one had shared anything like that with me. No one had ever told me that I might have brain fog, depression, anxiety. All I'd ever heard about menopause was your period stops, and it happened to much older women. It was just something that I was like, wait, I'm 45, 46, 40, you know, those years. And it just blew me away, like how challenging it can be, not for everyone, but for me personally, I found it very challenging.
Yes. Gerald.
Well, look, Ali, this is it's funny, but I was really quite surprised when I heard you say that no one told you. At what stage then, at what stage then do we ask and do we try and educate women generally that their hormone levels will fluctuate, they will change, and as a result of that, various things might happen? So how can we make that not challenging, not frightening, but more educational? Where do we start?
Definitely before you hit the perimenopausal years. Like if I had have known going into perimenopause that, A, you know, look, really look after, I mean, look, we're told this all the time. I know that. Look after yourself, be healthy. But the possibility of what may happen if you go into perimenopause exhausted, you know, not well, not eating good, you know, like all of those habits that you might have been going through life sort of somewhat managing, I believe that, you know, with all of those things in place and then you go into perimenopause, it can make your menopausal symptoms worse. But I think we all need a heads up as women about what, you know, I don't want to frighten women, but at the same time, but what can happen, but also what's incredibly important is what happens, you know, all the things that can help, because there are so much that can help. And also what happens postmenopausal. So you're not just given this bag of like, this is going to be awful, but also, but it might not be. And what happens after, you know, you go through that time can be really wonderful and exciting. So we need to sort of give them the light at the end of the tunnel as well.
Sure.
Ali, I love how you kept a journal. I think this is a really important standpoint of kind of what you felt and what was your experience. And you interviewed some really poignant women like Sally and Rhonda, and you got their experiences. Because in my practice, I see lots and lots of clients that are very confused. There are a range of different ages. Mm. They're getting things like Dutch tests and they're getting hormone testing. But tell me a little bit about sort of actually keeping that information and keeping that journal. Did that actually help to sort of enlighten you and kind of give you some insight into how you're feeling and how normal this can actually be as well?
Yeah, look, I've always kept a journal or for many, many, many years. And that was a surprising part of, like, I don't know what sort of clued me in to go, maybe I should put my journal entries in. But when I sort of looked at my entries and the dates and everything, I went, oh, boy, this really tells a whole other story of my inner workings. And I thought that was really important to put in because it was as raw and as honest as I could possibly be because it was only me, you know, that was reading those words, not anymore. But it was really, it was really important to add those in. And you know, the journal keeping for me has always been a great source of assistance because I can get it all out on paper and then I can sometimes look back at it the next day and go, oh, wow, okay, that was deep, that was intense. What else is there on the other side of that? You know, what else can I do with that information?
Ellie, every woman's different, and some just really go through menopause very quickly and smoothly. Others, it lasts for years and years and years. The big question I have for you this morning, how are you now?
Oh, look, I think I'm probably about 18 months post, postmenopausal, and I feel so much better. It's like sometimes when I read those, I'm often asked to read certain journal entries out from the book, and it's like, oh my goodness, that was intense. And somewhat like a yin and yang, it's kind of like the post, your post period cramps where you start to feel really relaxed. It's like that. And I just feel, I feel there's so much possibility. I feel my body feels better. The hot flushes are pretty much completely gone. The joint aches have gone. I think you do need to choose to look on the bright side. I don't think it's like a magic pill that all of a sudden, you know, you're magically delicious. But and certainly the more I've talked about menopause, the happier I feel, the more people have shared their experience with me. And the beautiful thing about that is that those women have also helped me feel less alone in what I went through too, because there's such similar experiences out there to what I went through.
Mm-hmm. Ellie, thank you for your book, Queen Menopause, Finding Your Majesty in the Mayhem. I love that little subtitle because it's a little bit about empowering. All her tips are in this book, and it's a great read, not just for women, but for their partners as well. We're taking your calls. We have Helen from Batehaven joining us. Hi there, Helen.
Good morning, Helen.
Hi.
How can we help?
Hi. Now, I've just unfortunately been diagnosed with bladder cancer. Mm-hmm. And I've just gone through menopause, so I could relate a lot to what Ellie was saying.
Sure.
And I'm just wondering, it's rare in that I'm a female. This is what I've sort of been told. I don't smoke. I don't drink. I've got a good diet. I exercise. But what I'm wondering, is there anything, I've had an operation, we're in stage one, I'm looking at possibly having chemotherapy.
Yes.
But is there anything that's natural that I could actually nourish my bladder? That's what I'm sort of wondering.
It's a great... thank you, Helen. Look, the most important thing, and Zoe will have some thoughts on this, is that you listen to what your body's telling you and you nourish from inside with the basics, which is the food you eat. So you look at the very simple anti-inflammatory things, and Zoe will give us those. Keep your stress under control. Be positive. All those things, get people around you. And I'm sure that your treating professionals, your practitioners, will have a source of other support as well.
It's really important in these cases, well, that we don't get any secondary infections. So we need to make sure your immune system is uncompromised. So a little bit of zinc in the diet is a great idea. You can talk to your pharmacist or a naturopath or nutritionist about the amounts, normally around 25 milligrams, but best to talk to them first. And it is, we need a very colourful antioxidant, making sure that we've got lots of those good fats coming in there as well. So hemp seed, extra virgin olive oil in there. You can use the hemp oil as well. Lots of good oily fish in there. And it's colourful fruit and vegetables, because they've got things like all these different beta carotenes and antioxidants that are going to basically help to support your body through this process. But good luck, Helen. My dad went through this, so I really, hope everything sorts itself out well.
Best of luck, Helen. Coming up, the cost of some of our most common medicines are set for a price hike. More of that.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. It takes a community to build immunity. Book your flu immunisation at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu.
Love having your company on the House of Wellness. I'm with Gerald and Zoe. Well, it's been reported that the price of nearly 900 prescription medicines is set to rise, as if all the price hikes aren't tough enough on everyday Australians. Joining us is Mario Tosconi. He's Director of Chemist Warehouse, to explain really what it means for us. Good morning, Mario.
Good morning. How are you?
Terrific. Thank you. What's behind this reported price rise?
Well, this was brought about last year. I think if you can all remember about March of 2020, there was a big shortage of certain medicines went out of stock because of a big rush on prescription lines. And at the time, I think everyone really panicked, and there was a lot of panic buying going on, so it led to a few drugs going out of stock. So the drug companies and the government got together and thought about a scheme to help prevent this down the track, and the solution was come up with a scheme where drug companies could raise their price so that they could carry more inventory in Australia so that shortages wouldn't happen again.
So, Mario, this is a two...
What drove it.
Okay. And look, but what does it mean to a person who's basically perhaps paying $6.80 for their prescriptions? Are they going to be affected?
Well, you're probably referring to pensioner and concession card
yes.
holders
yes.
Who pay $5.80 at Chemist Warehouse.
Okay.
We discount by a dollar. But really no effect to those prices. So pensioners and concession card holders, the price of these molecules, these large prices, won't affect them. It will affect the taxpayer because the taxpayer is paying more in the cost for those medicines because they are jumping substantially in wholesale costs.
Mm-hmm.
But even non-pensioners and general patients who come to Chemist Warehouse, we've looked through the list extensively. We don't see we will absorb most of those prices come October 1. So for the majority of people, particularly pensioners, concession card holders, there'll be no change in the pricing that you pay. And general patients will hold our prices post October 1 to what they currently are.
Well, that's reassuring because certainly the headline in the media yesterday was fairly sensational, which implied that the world was going to basically come to an end. So people who are
Correct.
Taking multiple medications need to remain calm. There'll really be no change for most things because it's an internal type change. So be
Correct.
Confident. And one thing we probably can then be reassured, Mario, that there won't be the shortages that perhaps we've had in the past. Is that a fair comment?
Yeah, correct. This really secures the supply chain down the track to stop shortages in all these essential medicines. And that's why I'd like to stress that there is no need to stock up on anything post that October 1 because the prices won't change for most Australians come October 1.
And if you've got concerns, you speak to your local pharmacist, just get some reassurances there, but make sure you always are thinking ahead. Keep a spare box of things so that you don't run out because every now and again there is that unforeseeable shortage, isn't there?
Correct, yeah. Always that smart advice. As always, Gerald.
Thank you, Mario.
Very, very succinct and clear. Mario, thank you for joining us, Director at Chemist Warehouse.
Thanks, Mario.
To clear up some of the potential fears about price hikes for
yes.
prescription medicines, but it looks like pensioners and credit card holders will
they
be okay.
They stay the same, yes.
Which is...
and in most instances, it's an internal wholesale type price rise. So the sensational headline, other than creating concern and discussions, which is good, we need to be talking, but we still have the best supply in the world.
We're going to some of your calls, and we have Ross from Sydney.
Hello, Ross.
Hi, Ross. How are you doing?
How can we help?
Good. Oh, I've got psoriasis,
yes.
And what actually happened is that a few years ago I had a prostate removed, and then I had trouble with the pelvic floor muscles, so then I leak a little bit, and what actually happens is just between the legs, and it's really quite debilitating. What do you suggest I can use? I use Diabet, but that doesn't seem to do the trick all the time.
For cleansing, Ross, for a start, there is a pine gel, pine tar sol gel, that you put on before you get in the shower. So before, when you dry, rub this on all the areas that are affected, leave it there while you're having a shower, and then gently rinse it away before you get out. If we're talking about the areas of the groin, we're talking here, then dust that whole area with an antibacterial powder, which will keep it nice and dry. And remember as well, so with that leakage issue, there is a herb called saw palmetto, which will help smooth muscle function and help strength. So speak to your pharmacist, get one of those. A lot of them are just a one-a-day formulation, and that will help there as well. Remember, psoriasis outbreaks occur usually because something's happening behind the scenes. So if you've identified that leakage issue, then let's work on that and fix it for you.
And just when it comes to diet, we know that those beautiful anti-inflammatory rich, you know, foods, fish, oily, you know, nuts and seeds, but also maybe looking at a probiotic as well, just to make sure that there's not any secondary bacterial infection, and we can just look at, you know, really feeding all that good bacteria. And like we always say, Gerald and I, the Mediterranean diet is the winner all round.
Thank you for that, Zoe, and best of luck. Ross, joining us is Judy from Sydney.
Hello, Judy.
Hello. Hi, Gerald. I was hoping that the other fellow would still be on the line from Chemist Warehouse. I'm having trouble. I can't buy DistroPan anywhere, and I really need it. And so I've got the patches for backstop in case I ran out, but I've run out of the tablets, and the patches I put one on doesn't seem to have any effect whatsoever the second day.
Have you had any idea, Judy? In fact, what you can do, if you drop me an email through the House of Wellness website, go to the Ask tab. I will, tomorrow when everyone's back at work, I will get the latest up-to-date supply date for your DistroPan and let you know, okay?
There you go, Judy. Best of luck. Coming up, what's needed to keep our skin hydrated through the seasons, right here on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. It takes a community to build immunity. Book your flu immunisation at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu.
It's great having your company on House of Wellness. I'm Elise Elliott, joined by Gerald Quigley and Zoe Bingley-Pullen in Sydney. First up, your calls, and we have Jane from Camberwell. Good morning, Jane.
Hello, Jane. You there, Jane?
Oh, yes. I was just wondering, is there any difference in the quality of the generic brand and the original? Because some chemists only stock the generic brand.
The short answer, Jane, is no. There are government regulations, good manufacturing practices, very, very strict rules say that the molecule has to be the same. Now, sometimes there can be variations in the colour that's added, or perhaps it might be a capsule, not a tablet. So there can be variations there, but be reassured, if you can't get the premium brand, the generic brand will absolutely fill the gap for you. So be reassured about that, please.
Good advice. Thank you, Gerald, and good luck, Jane. And we have Cookie from Cranbourne. Hi there, Cookie.
Cookie, good morning.
Good morning, Gerald and team. How are you?
We are all well, thank you.
Gerald, my mother is in the hospital currently. She unfortunately won't be going home. She'll have to go off to the nursing home. She's had many a fall, and they found she had a urinary infection, and that's what caused the fall, sort of thing.
Very common, Cookie.
While testing, they found that she'd had a minor stroke at some stage. The pressure on the brain, they cannot operate. They reckon a bit too old, and you know, if you put her on the table, maybe she won't get off. What can we give her to relieve that pressure, if anything?
Well, the first thing, Cookie, is you'd be reassured that in the home that she goes into or to the care she has, her risk of falling will be much less. Her quality of nutritional intake will lift dramatically, and you can expect real improvements. So I'm assuming that she'll get the best of care where she's going. She'll have regular visits from her doctor. And with all the exercise programs they have and all the positivities they have and all the opportunities of support all around her every day, 24 hours a day, don't be surprised if she really does enjoy life a lot more than perhaps she has in the past, and add to your concern that mum may have an unexpected fall. So there's no magic pill here. The system will take care of her, and she deserves the best of care.
Cookie, I just want to reach out to you because my mother's also had a couple of strokes, so it's a very overwhelming and very similar circumstances as well. And I think Gerald basically said it all. It is the system that will help with this situation. When it comes to supplements and foods, again, I mean, it just sometimes enriching her diet. Sometimes if you can, I mean, this is what I do with my mum, and I'll bring her some beautiful, you know, smoothies and things like that that might have a little bit of things like spirulina in it or magnesium powder in it or some additional hemp seeds and flax seeds. And I'll just give them to her so she can have them, because sometimes they're quite expensive, and obviously the system itself can't necessarily afford to be adding these additional supplements into her diet. But best of luck with everything.
And best of luck with your mum there. Now, skin, winter skin in particular, I don't know about you guys, especially with winter surfing and cold water, my skin's not great. We're supposed to be taking care of it. This includes protecting it from strong seasonal elements in all seasons. I'm really good with SPF. I just really haven't nailed moisturiser and cleanser. So someone to sort of explain what we should be doing is Amy Lamproglou. She can give us some tips. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, thank you. Now, can you explain why we should look after our skin year round, but also how seasons make how we should care for our skin different?
Well, look, think of your skin as your best coat. You wear it every day, so consistency here is key. Everyday skincare is essential. And often our skin functions so efficiently that we actually forget about it being an organ. But the skin is the body's largest organ, and it's important to many of our functions, including water regulation, temperature control, vitamin D production, nutrient storage, and now more importantly than ever, germ protection. So the skin works hard to protect the body, but its thin nature means it requires care and attention to keep it functioning at its best every single day.
Amy, that's great advice. It's interesting, my daughter and I went skiing over the school holidays, and it was incredible the change in my skin and her skin as well, because we were going from these freezing conditions to these boiling hot conditions as well. What are some of the things that we can do? Because I use Cetaphil, I'm a big fan of it, but I was slapping my daughter with everything else I could think of and still wasn't getting a good result.
Well, look, really good skincare starts with cleansing and hydration, and it becomes even more essential during winter. Mm-hmm. So during winter, there's low humidity and cold air, which can actually intensify skin sensitivity and exacerbate skin dryness. So the cleansing and hydration is all important daily skincare habits that can be our best defence against this seasonal dryness.
Amy, do you have a favourite ingredient in a moisturiser?
Really, what we should be looking for is something that's going to lock in moisture. So looking for a blend of ingredients like niacinamide, which is essential vitamin B3, panthenol, provitamin B5, and hydrating glycerin to really help to improve the resilience of sensitive skin. But all of those three ingredients actually work together to lock in moisture and prevent dryness.
And it's interesting, what about things like the different kind of cleansing bars? So there's cleansing creams and cleansing bars out there. And also, you know, with the environment being such a huge focus, is there certain things we shouldn't be adding to our cleansing products?
Well, in a cleanser, we really want to make sure that we're going for something that's paraben-free, soap-free and hypoallergenic, and looking for products that have been specifically formulated with the help of dermatologists for everyday gentle cleansing.
Thank you, Amy. Some great tips there. Coming up, how to live the good life on the A to Z of vitamins right here on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Skin, it's our largest organ. Are you taking care of it? Cetaphil Care is dermatologically tested and defends against 5 signs of skin sensitivity with simple, gentle and effective solutions. So whether you're carving it up, sweating it out, getting to work, or your skin's as dry as the outback, when it comes to protecting your sensitive skin, Cetaphil's got your back and your arms and your legs and your face. Cetaphil is available for a great price at Chemist Warehouse.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. It takes a community to build immunity. Book your flu immunisation at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu.
Happy Sunday on the House of Wellness. We're now doing the A to Z of vitamins. Gerald, what's happening?
Well, Lisa, I have a very important question for you this morning.
Yes, yes.
You take ubiquinol each morning. I know that because we've spoken about it years ago. What does it do for you?
Well, I take it religiously before my coffee. Now, that is saying something.
Wow.
Right, that's really serious. You put me onto it, I think, 20 years ago. I can't live without it. I think I can't say I can't live without it. Just for me, it adds vitality. Mm-hmm. It's great for muscles. It's great for cell regeneration. I feel vital on it.
And that's the big word. And the important thing is, too, there's sometimes confusion between coenzyme Q10 and ubiquinol. Mm-hmm. So we've got coenzyme Q10, which our body uses, and as we get a little older, we just don't make enough, but we require more, particularly for heart function. So if coenzyme Q10 is available as a supplement in a ready-to-use form, it means we've got better absorption, better bioavailability, our body's there to be able to use it straight away, and that is the fundamental difference, is why the focus these days is on ubiquinol. So we've moved on to a better source, and the results speak for themselves, and it's consistent. I get consistent feedback from people who find that taking regular ubiquinol makes a difference to their energy levels.
It really does. Energy, vitality, I think after being a very active person, I find it's really good in terms of regeneration. One other thing is, how many milligrams do you take? See, I know it comes in 150 or 300. I take 300.
Yeah, fine. And look, and that's a personal choice. 150 milligram is probably a good starting thing. So if you're looking for a bit of a dip of toe in the water and see what difference it makes, then the 150. I'm not surprised you take 300 because you never stand still for 2 minutes. and certainly that's ideal.
Yes.
Because it's been around for a long time. It's a fundamental nutrient for our body to function, and it's a bit like a ripple effect. The more energetic and positive you feel, the more you'll want to get out, the more you'll yeah. sleep better. There's all of these benefits along the way.
On that note, should you take it in the morning if it does make you feel quite vital?
Yes, but if you decide to take some at night, it's not going to keep you awake.
Okay.
Because we produce energy when we're asleep as well. But morning's the best time.
Great. The A to Z of vitamins brought to you by Go Healthy's Go Ubiquinol 300 milligrams. And we're going to take some of your calls. Chris from Mount Druitt. Good morning, Chris.
Hello, Chris.
G'day, how are you?
We're well. How can we help?
Yeah, I get this one morning, I got my side of my cheek and all that, mm-hmm. and all that, it's all swelled up,
mm-hmm.
and I've been taking prednisone, and mm-hmm. I don't know if that works or not.
Has it made a difference, Chris?
Yeah, the swelling's gone down, but it's still very, very, very sore.
Sure.
In the
Okay.
Beside the left side of the nose.
Okay. And for how long have you been taking the prednisolone, Chris?
For 3 days.
Okay. Now, it's early days yet. You will find it will improve. Your doctor will have given you specific instructions on the prednisolone to take it for a certain amount of time, then slowly withdraw into a lower dose. So you've got to follow those instructions carefully. At the end of that time, if you're not happy with the way it's looking, please contact your doctor again and perhaps they'll investigate some other things.
Best of luck there, Chris. And coming up, diabetes. As Diabetes Australia explains, for people with type 1 diabetes, the body produces little or no insulin because the cells that produce it have been destroyed by the autoimmune reaction to the body. There's type 2 diabetes as well. So we're going to be discussing that and, you know, some advice regarding that.
So 175 diagnoses of diabetes every day. It's frightening. And it certainly is, Michael Mosley would tell us, it's not only treatable, it's preventable if we're smart.
And the interesting thing, we're seeing more and more people being diagnosed in the age bracket around 35. This is very unusual. Normally you'd be diagnosed from birth or you might see it as an older person. But we're really seeing some changes. So I think the conversation's a necessary conversation.
Coming up here on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Do you always feel like you have a lot going on in life? Try Go Healthy's Go Ashwagandha 8000 Plus Stress and Energy from Chemist Warehouse. The herb ashwagandha has been traditionally used in Ayurvedic medicine to support memory and mental recall. The formula also contains vitamin B5, which supports energy production and a healthy stress response in the body. Go Healthy's Go Ashwagandha 8000 Plus Stress and Energy, one a day, is $18.49 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. It takes a community to build immunity. Book your flu immunisation at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu.
Well, Gerald and Zoe, these statistics are extraordinary. Every 8 minutes, an Australian is diagnosed with diabetes. More than 1.3 million Australians received a diabetes diagnosis between 2000 and 2020. That's extraordinary. That's almost tripling case numbers during the period. What's going on, Zoe?
Look, it's really quite frightening, is it? Because we can look at this from two perspectives. We've got an autoimmune disease issue, which we know is to do with it, basically our body fighting against itself. And then we have a lifestyle choice issue here as well. So it's really important that we kind of enrich your diet. And I guess if you wanted to look at sort of what your plate should look like, it's kind of looking like 50% should be coming from those really good low GI or complex carbohydrates. 30 to 40% should be about those rich fibre as well, because we know that fibre has an incredible act of slowing the digestive process. And we also look at things like resistant starch, which is incredibly beneficial of feeding the lower colon, that colon bacteria to proliferate and really kind of boost our immune function and ability to absorb things. And then we also obviously need to make sure we're getting fats. Like, it's sometimes we kind of walk away from fats when we're looking at diabetes, but it's important that we are getting a lot of these gorgeous essential fatty acids. I am a big fan of getting the right supplements, but we can actually look at this through our diet as well. So chromium is incredible. It's known to decrease our glucose fasting. It comes in things like cinnamon, blackstrap molasses, prunes, mushrooms, oatmeal, but you do need to supplement with it. And as Gerard was talking about ubiquitol is amazing. Not only is it an antioxidant, but it's incredible when it comes to blood sugar balance as well. So we know animal protein has its supplement, but we do need to supplement with something like that as well. And unfortunately, a lot of the time we're looking at people with a big zinc deficiency as well, because they're not having a broad range of nutrients in their diet. So looking at zinc overall.
The important thing here too is that when your doctor says to you, your blood sugar levels are creeping up a little bit, do something about it.
Definitely.
Don't just sit back and ignore it. Mm-hmm. Get some advice, do something about it.
Thank you for that. Pleasure. Now, golf for you today, Gerald?
Yes, Philip and I will go out and we'll attempt to get control of a golf ball.
And Zoe, what's up for you today? 20 degrees and sunny in Sydney, I see. I'm jealous.
Not quite, but anyway, I'm taking my mum out for dinner with my daughter.
Oh, that sounds gorgeous.
And enjoy your day, Lisa, as
Thank
well.
Thank you. Everyone, enjoy your Sunday. If you want to listen to any of our episodes, you can catch up on our website, houseofwellness.com.au/radio, and ask. There's a little ask tab for any questions for Gerald. He's going to work after golf on your questions.
I will.
Enjoy your Sunday. Loved having your company on the House of Wellness.